today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Pat Sajak is the guy when I went with Fried and Officer Harris to the game, and we went down into the VIP area, and I was all tuned up before I exploded the bathroom, and I walked up and said, "Hey, Pat, you might remember me from the Don and Mike show when we interviewed." And he looked at me like I was going to, you know, mug him.
The hardest part about putting the Freon in the BMW is asking your butler to step aside.
What's the deal with Rob, girl? What is the deal with Rob?
Yeah, you break him down for us.
What's up with me?
Oh, I wish I knew. There's not enough psychology in the world to know what's wrong with him.
You don't get a used compressor.
Up there you might. A little backward up there. Might be able to find one.
Hey.
No, I don't mean that in a bad way.
Backwards watching a 500-year-old movie instead of watching a captain. Thank you very much.
Wow.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, it's a big day in our nation's capital when the hometown team is winning. It's very, very exciting. And, you know, I know we've been killing the rest of you around the country with our discussion about our beloved hockey team. But it's a big deal for those of us that have worked and been in Washington for multiple decades. And a lot of people are coming back into town because anytime you get a big run like this, and it's been decades, 30 years in the case of the Washington Capitals, the Capitals have been around long enough where they count as a team of memory. And so you've got a situation where they're coming back into town. Friends are coming in, and we have our old intern. She's not old, but she's a former intern.
Former intern, yes.
Girl, Katie Cole is with us. Yay! Let's give her a nice round of applause.
Hello, Katie.
You are probably, of all females I know, you are the biggest Caps fan that I've ever known. You're up there with GOAT and our friend Fried and everybody else. And you are back in town. You went to Saturday's game and you're going to Monday's game. Welcome. I understand you're no longer in the business of radio.
No. Thank you for having me. No, super soaked on going to the games this week.
So Beth Ann, be a lot of fun. They Beth Ann'd the radio right out of you. Is that what happened?
Absolutely. I'm scared to death of radio. Yeah.
You worked with Beth Ann right about the time in Erie, Pennsylvania, of that guy that was blown up with the collar, right?
No, I think that was a little earlier.
It was a little earlier than that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is Beth Ann still
alive?
Do you still keep in touch with Beth Ann? Because we haven't heard from her. We tried to get her on the show.
Yeah.
No, I kind of stopped talking to her after she fired me.
Oh, I didn't know she fired
you. She dragged her to Erie and then fired her.
Brought her up to do a job that she had never been trained for and then fired her.
And then,
I didn't know any of that.
Along with a lot of other people.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I think there were like 9 of us that started all together. I think 8 of them were fired within the first like 6 months.
Oh, wow.
It was it was actually a promotion. It was Beth Ann's Collar Bomb Weekend.
By the way, go ahead.
I was going to say, that's when Tomo stepped in and saved me.
Yeah, it all worked out for her. She in the world of high tech.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been a long time since you've been with Beth Ann. Rob, is she still up there in Erie, Pennsylvania?
As far as I know, I had a nightmare about her the other day. the last time I spoke to Beth Ann.
Don't be mean to Beth Ann. We tried to get Beth Ann on the show.
Yeah, but the last time I actually spoke to her was a wrong number when I was on a merry-go-round at King's Dominion. And my phone rang and it said,
First of all, what were you doing on a merry-go-round?
It was kind of weird. It was the sit-down thing. You know, it's like where it's not on a horse. It's the sit-down part.
It's fine. It's still creepy to go on a merry-go-round.
You're at a theme park. You pay a set dollar value, ride all the rides.
To go on a merry-go-round. Were you with children?
Yes, of course. And my wife. We may have been holding hands.
You were accompanying your children, or were you like sitting there just going, gee?
Well, the kids were on the horses, and Carrie and I were in the thing that's like the love seat. You know, the love seat.
How old were your children? If they were on a merry-go-round, that's a long time ago.
Some time ago, the phone rings. It's Beth Ann. I pick up and say, hello? And I hear, Rob? I said, yeah. He said, it's Beth Ann. I didn't mean to call you. I said, I shouldn't think you would mean to call me. Is there anything I can do for you? No. And she hung up, and I looked at Carrie. I said,
she hung up right after saying no conversation
none,
at all?
No conversation. I looked at Carrie. Oh, I said, God. That was Beth Ann. And she said, really? I said, yeah. Hooray for everything.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I'd love to.
Just goes to show that when Robert.
She's somebody in my past that I would not mind having a conversation with.
Yeah. I thought when Robert's chemo was over, I'd had cancer out of my life.
That's so terrible.
You know, she was horrible.
You think she was horrible.
You never had to co-host Best Of with her.
I know, but it was just, I mean, I hired her to be my producer, and, you know, some might say maybe that was an error in judgment on my part, but I...
Well, she produced Angst. She did that.
Hey, I've had other people in my, in my, what's the word I'm looking for?
Sphere.
Thank you. It didn't go totally as planned.
Well, you've only had one person in your life that ever had an entire show that was built around her shaving her head and then shaved her head during a commercial break. She's the only one who ever
reminds
that.
The reason Rob brings that up.
I can't.
But no, he brings that up, Oscar, because he knows how much it pissed me off.
I remember.
It pissed me off more than anything in the world.
I remember the fight that I remember being in the halls of WJFK, if I recall correctly, and the fight that ensued in the hall.
Yeah, not good.
And we didn't know what was going down the hall, and then we heard it on the air.
Not good.
It was ridiculous, but girl is here and she was an intern.
Yeah,
and
she's teleworking.
And yes,
What is Rob wanted me to ask you about your itinerary now that you're a very busy lady, and obviously a busy lady with the kind of scratch to come down and enjoy a playoff hockey game.
Moved
in the final.
Up in the world
more than your boy up here that kind of looked at the reality of it and looked. I decided that I wasn't coming down when I looked at airfares. That's it. Somehow it was just a little kooky crazy.
I decided not to go when I saw parking.
Yeah,
I mean it's all prohibitive.
This is not. I would never ever give my buddy a hard time, but my buddy that's responsible for a lot of this says to me, "Hey, I got some stuff coming your way from the Stanley Cup," and that was my way of understanding that I can read StubHub.
Sure,
I can see what these prices are. I don't expect anything like that. And Oscar, have any of your myriad of friends ponied up anything for love to be at the event.
I had an offer to pay for Skybox tickets, for suite tickets.
And did they give you that number by any chance?
That number was a little less than street value, but in my eyes, it's kind of like, I probably would have to go with another person. And that's probably my mortgage.
I was going to say, isn't it kind of like inviting that? It's like inviting someone to pay your mortgage for you.
Yeah, but look, I asked. I reached out. There was no offer. I was like, "Hey,
okay.
I know you. I know you own a box. What's the Santana price?" just so I know, right?
Right.
But overall, insane. As far as fans are concerned, you mentioned this earlier. Cole, of all our friends, should be at these games.
Absolutely,
she is a huge fan. And how excited are you? I mean, it's got to be great for you, right?
Oh, absolutely, beyond. I mean, especially just being in there Saturday, just the energy in there was like no other.
It looked amazing on TV.
It did.
Mm-hmm. It did. I don't mind watching it on TV. It doesn't take away my fandom not to be there. I'm not living in Washington anymore, so I'm cool with that. I'm cool with the rooting for this team from afar. So what is your work itinerary today? Rob wanted me to ask
Go back a few days. Give him your past like maybe week and a half or so.
Well, I'm in about 3 weeks of basically three or 4 weeks of nonstop traveling. I think within about a 4 week time period, I'm spending only 10 days at home.
Wow.
So they got you running all over the country?
Half of it's work, half of it's for fun, but it's a lot.
You like to have your fun. Yeah. You still drinking as much as you used to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So where are you headed? Where are you headed after the games?
After the games, I'll be in New York for 3 days. Then I go to Hamburg, Germany for work, and then a weekend in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. And then I'm in town for 2 weeks, and then it starts all over again.
Crazy.
Oh, my God.
Just a high-level job.
Like anyone who frees themselves from the shackles of this business.
Yeah.
Spreading her wings.
It's your work ethic.
And Tomo, if you continue to post about the great economy that we're waiting at the Mike O'Mara show to just stream the show. Let's get us on the player pod. Let's just let us stream. That's what we want. Okay. All right. Enough about winning too much. Shut up, Tomo. I'm going to cancel your appearance on Political Persuasion.
Oh no, anyway. He's setting up for it.
Had a long conversation about that this weekend.
Yeah, I bet. I can imagine how that
went. I'm not booking you on the show. I'm not your booker. I'll talk to Mike. We'll just, figure
just
it out.
Just find out.
What do you think? You're going to just give him a call? You just call him. Call him on the phone.
I heard that he invited me.
Just pitch it to him. I said, okay, man, I'll talk to him on Monday. I told you it was my idea.
The first period's over. Why don't you just text him?
We have indicated we wouldn't mind him coming out.
He's making demands. He's got a rider.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not going to happen.
Well, I said, dude, that's a non-starter.
Yeah. Well, we'll have him on the Halloween show. That's what we'll do.
Oh, the traditional Halloween political persuasion special?
Yeah, the big political persuasions. We've got another guest coming on Political Persuasions who's a former congressman and a multi-year congressman who will be coming on the show. So we're excited about that. Mm. And we are bringing guests into the political fold. So,
yes.
Once again, it is a thrill. One of my biggest thrills in my career, and this is the God's honest truth, is that having interns come back and visit our show is spectacular. We're always really, really happy to be, you know, welcoming you guys. It's great to have you back. And have you met with old Zoolander since you've been in town?
No, not yet. We were Snapchatting the other day during the game.
Commiserating.
Absolutely.
All the good times. And congratulations. You are now engaged.
I am.
We met that dude in New Orleans.
Yes.
We met that guy. I met that guy like walking through the bar.
Is he called David?
Eddie.
That's right.
Eddie. Way to go, Rob.
Eddie. Hey, but truth be told, only one gutsy enough to venture a guess.
Oh, that's right. That's, courage. That's your middle name.
And stupidity.
David.
Well, it's wonderful. Eddie. When's the big day?
You guys still trying to figure that out?
Yeah, still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, I'll send you a nice gift.
I heard, yeah. Let us know.
It should be wonderful. That's great. So I've, any other questions for
No, I wanted to hear more about the game than just, it was fun. Like, well, I want to hear about the atmosphere. I want to hear about what was it as it looked like on television? And especially afterwards, you see all those people streaming in the streets. You just haven't seen
the streets are wild.
We haven't seen a winning product here in DC in forever.
Streets are wild.
Wild, I want to tell you. Yeah, look at that. Do you see those Cat fans?
Streets are
rocking
wild.
The red. That's wild.
That's wild. Did you watch the game Saturday, Rob? No, I couldn't.
I was at a family get together.
God. I think one TV at that family get together would have been on. Yeah. One of them.
I guess so, Oscar. Maybe my family likes to visit. I don't know.
Have you?
We never got to the point where we were drunk and dancing on picnic tables. So
we'll get to
like
your weekend later, Rob. Like, you went to the movies. You went to see
I went and saw a motion picture, yes.
And was that what interfered with it, or was that Saturday that you went to see?
No, Saturday I went. Saturday I was at the family get together, and then Sunday went to the movies. It was a Sunday evening.
Was your family get together in a field?
It was actually under a tent. It was.
Oh. You had a family get together that started like at 9 o'clock at night?
No, but I didn't get home until after the game had started. And then also, you know, I don't take the sports package, as you know.
No, but we told you about do you continue to conjure?
Hey, why are you
fighting
us?
The game easily on Hulu.
On the web.
I'm going to subscribe to Hulu today.
You said that last week.
Forget it. You're no longer allowed to wear your jersey. That's not fair. You should not be allowed to go into that arena anymore. That's completely. Use my associate, Mr. Fried, Ralph Rice. And now you've been excommunicado. You are not a fan. You don't like sports games. It's time for you to own it.
I can't tell you how much this hurts.
Take them off your list.
You could care less.
Am I allowed to watch the game tonight?
Yeah. You're not going to.
But it's on Channel 4 tonight. It's on national
You know what
television.
He wants me to say? No, you're not. It's like,
okay. Oh yeah.
That's it. What's the deal with Rob, girl? What is the deal with Rob?
Yeah, you break him down for us.
What's up with me?
Oh, I wish I knew. There's not enough psychology in the world to know what's wrong with him.
There you go. That is absolutely true. What time did your family, I hate to do it, but just bring it on yourself. What time did your family get together and?
I think I got home
to be honest, don't
tell
lie.
Tell the truth.
Don't lie. This is, you're not allowed to lie. When I ask you not to lie, you won't lie.
I think I got home at like 7. And then I was, you know, I'd had a few beers and I think I watched some stuff and I couldn't watch the game and I went to bed.
You could have watched the game.
What did you watch instead? You remember that. You remember what you watched.
I watched the movie Touch of Evil. It is a Orson Welles film, black and white film, noir film. A reconstruction of it. They've actually put a lot of the...
This is why we love him, though, Mike. This is why we love him.
Yeah, I feel the love right now.
This is why we love him.
Yeah, right. We'll go with that. Start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some bad news. Meredith was hit by a car.
What?
Where? Oh, it happened this morning in the parking lot. Best I took her to the hospital.
Episode.
And the doctors tried to save her life. They did the best that they could. And she is going to be okay.
What is wrong with you? Why did you have to phrase it like that?
So she's really going to be fine? Yes. She has a slight pelvical fracture, but people have survived far worse.
Thank God you were there.
Yeah.
Did you see who did it?
Oh, no need. We can just check the security tapes.
Yeah. Kind of a good news, bad news there. I was able to be on the scene so quickly because I was in the car that hit her.
Who was driving?
Oh, Michael.
It's only Meredith.
Yeah, it's only Meredith, thank God. But did you see the way they looked at me? Like I was a murderer or something.
Hey. Why did you do it?
It was an accident.
Was she talking back?
No.
She got sick of that face. Did she owe you money? Uh-oh. Is this downsizing? Did she spurn your advances?
One day Michael came in complaining about a speed bump on the highway. I wonder who he ran over then.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
A series of, like, two episodes, right, around that? Or maybe
there,
even three.
There was a plot arc, yeah. It was there's the beginning arc, of season four is what
correct
happened.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, one of the funniest shows ever on television and the funniest episodes of that show. And didn't they take one episode of The Office when Steve Carell is behind the wheel and they end they ended the episode with him running into Meredith? I think that's how it ended, and then they went to next week.
No,
I'm pretty sure.
This is the first sequence in season four where he's setting up where how everything is great, and then he hits her, and then they go to the opening music. So they do go to the music after they hit her to leave you hanging.
Oh, so it was the beginning that
yes.
they showed.
But anyway, I do remember
we had
when
Meredith on the show, the old show. It was a
when that happened. When I saw her get hit by that car on television,
that's one of the funniest
time stopped for me.
It's seriously one of the funniest sitcoms. Moments.
Yeah.
If you have never watched The Office, Google it, and you can see Meredith getting hit by the
season
car.
Four, episode one. Watch it. It's
that
great.
Is such a throwback to what compelled you to bring that tape?
I actually was. It was weird. We were talking. I was as you said.
I went talking
to Matt Dodson, and we were talking about series that are binge worthy, and we both agreed that was our favorite episode.
Oh,
and then I got home.
Episode.
Carrie was watching it on Netflix, and that was the episode that was coming up. I said, well,
this
is just too perfect. I got to use this.
Perfect.
That's weird. And is Dotson still in the trunk of your car?
he is, and the deal stands. I turn the key one click every time he takes off an article of clothing.
We are live from the heart of our nation's capital in the Podcast Village Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a radio show and podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. And if you are here, you're in the know. You can listen 24/7 on our new Todd Moore app. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And you can call us anytime, 888-920-MORE. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Harry's.
I am not exaggerating.
I have four Harry's razor handles up here.
Yeah.
I have four. I must come to Maine and go online and order a new Harry's every time I'm up here. I have blades. I have everything I need up here in Maine, and I love my Harry's. My family could go to the airport and take off, but as long as they left me with Harry, I'd be fantastic. They know that switching razors isn't easy. It was easy for me because it was so spectacular. They created a trial offer at Harry's that you can claim by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Let me tell you about it. The Harry's founders, they were fed up with overpaying for razors with unnecessary features that are just bells and whistles. They bought a factory in Germany making quality blades the world over for 95 years. They sell directly to you over the internet. Harry's can offer their blades at $2 per blade compared to $4 or more for the leading brand. Plus, if you don't love your shave, Harry's, let them know within 30 days and they'll give you a full refund. But they won't need to because it's fantastic. Get this special $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Great way to start. You get the handle. I got four of them up here. I love these ergonomic razor handles. Get your five-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Make sure you go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer. And let them know that I sent you to help support the show. Start shaving. Start saving while you're shaving. I always mess that up. That's one I can't say. Start saving while you're shaving.
Yeah, you nailed it. Maybe if I say it
more like a DJ, start saving while you're shaving. Yes, sir. So, Old Home Week. Great to have the interns there. I'm up here in Maine. We are vehicle-less today because Zach, my buddy, took Gami into the local mechanic. Mm. We're going to see if we can get air conditioning working.
That is a heavy lift.
Yeah, don't have to worry about it today. It's going to be like 49 degrees up here today. But, you know, it's still global warming, and this area is going to get hot. That's why I have an air conditioner in the window. And I would like to, I realize that on the 90 degree days that we'll have in town.
Comfort is key, Mike.
I want to have the, and I said that, look, your boy would pony up because we're getting a great deal on this car or truck or beater
vehicle
that I would pony up for. And by the way, I go between the no money down lease forever specials and this truck every time I'm in it. Every time I press the brake down on this truck and it goes,
is it a situation?
My child is in this
safety
car.
First.
Is it a situation where the brake pedal goes way much closer to the floor than you feel it should?
Yeah. And the indicator light, he warned me about this. The indicator light will go ABS and then the brake light will come on and it'll just stay on. And it seems it might be psychological,
right,
that happens and the brakes don't work quite as well. Then you get the thing where I'll be in the parking lot waiting for Carla to, you know, make one of her 40 trips into Walmart to get groceries, which is, by the way, where you get groceries in areas
like
this.
Do you just sit in the car while she's grocery shopping?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Is it closer than the Hannaford? The Walmart is closer than the Hannaford?
It's in the same general area.
What about just walking around with a little guy?
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is a quick trip to get eggs, Oscar, so we're not happy. Don't make this into a, you know, move your body crap thing, okay? By the way, when I park Gami, I park it at the farthest parking lot, and I walk all the way into the Walmart and all the way back to get steps. Anyway, so
I was operating
the truck.
Hold on,
I want to make a point. The truck, when I'm doing that, sometimes goes and then I'll get home, watch the hockey game, and go. Anyway,
and you're not hitting, but you're not hitting the gas when it's revving.
No, sitting there. But then I took it to Bangor. I took it all the way up to Bangor yesterday, and by golly, it ran smooth as silk. The lights went off, and suddenly it was just maybe it's because I ran it in a nice, smooth way. I treated it like
a
lovely lady on a nice, leisurely drive where Zach's used to plowing with it.
Yeah.
You know, there's no beating a truck up more than if you're plowing a driveway with
it.
Oh, man,
everything gets loose.
I was operating under the impression that it had no factory installed AC, but actually it's just an AC.
This in 2003, when this vehicle was manufactured.
Prime time.
Sure.
This was a stud truck. I'd give anything to have a new truck like this. This has everything in it. It's just beaten to crap. I mean, this truck was abused. It was abused. And I said to Zach, I said, well, you know, if you got a guy up here that looks at your truck, and so today I'm going to get the word on whether or not we'll have nice, you know, wonderful cold air, because it is difficult to have the windows down in perfect condition,
right,
in a truck like that, because it doesn't have the, you know, It's a extended cab, but it's not a crew cab. Do you understand what I'm saying with a pickup truck?
Mm-hmm.
Where you open the doors and they kind of pull open together. So
right.
It's
yeah,
got
yeah. Like a
it's
transformer.
Got a back seat, but it's got a yeah, just like a what's,
like Bumblebee.
What's the, mm-hmm. Just like it's like effing Optimus Prime. That's what it's like. Driving around with this. Well, I pulled a transformer.
Mike, your best case is going to be a recharge, but it's going to be expensive if you need a compressor.
Well, how much will a compressor be?
A compressor would be
You've been in GM cars for a long time.
About $1,000.
Yeah, you're looking at maybe even 12, depending.
Roughly $1,000.
Well, that's all there is to that.
Yeah.
Forget that. Can I get a used one?
Sure.
You don't get a used compressor.
Up there you might. A little backward up there. Might be able to find one.
Hey.
No, I don't mean that in a bad way.
Backwards watching a 500-year-old movie instead of watching a captain. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't pick on my
I don't mean it.
Here.
How about this?
You mean it more... in your little bubble, your little fraction of a sliver of life bubble in a Northern Virginia suburb by saying my people are backwards.
Are you done? Because I didn't mean your people are backwards. What I meant was it's a more quaint lifestyle up there, and the people might be able.
Somebody might have.
They might
a
have
compressor
one.
From away.
Yeah, it's not like Leesburg, where everything is shiny and new.
That's what it's like in Leesburg.
Everything is shiny and new. The newest cars, the newest countertops, the newest everything. Yes, I.
Everyone drives
that my
a black crossover vehicle. That's all they do. That's what you got to do to drive in Leesburg.
Lovely little.
Gotta have a crossover.
Well, they have
vehicle.
Subarus up here. The old people drive Subarus that don't work for a living. They drive Subarus, and then the other people drive pickup trucks. The working men up here all drive.
Are
pickup
you waving
trucks,
at everybody so. Now?
No, no. I
refuse to wave.
I wave back.
Okay.
I just don't. I feel like a complete. If you wave at somebody that you don't know and you're out on a main drag, you look like a psychopath. You know, so it's like you're driving along Route 1 where 50 cars are going by and you're like, hi. You know, people are going to think
needy.
You're an idiot.
You do look needy when you're waving at people
not
you don't
needy.
Know.
You probably look crazy a little bit. You
now,
know?
It's big. It's a big thing on the Eastern Shore. Now, the Eastern Shore where my dad has a place, it is also, I would call it quaint, and I would also call it a little more backward. Mm-hmm. What they're big on there is what he calls the Eastern Shore wave, which is they'll have both hands on the wheel and they'll make eye contact and they'll literally just raise one finger. Do you ever get that?
I do not.
The one finger raise. That must be more of a Virginia thing.
I do not. But boy, now you're freaking me out with this compressor thing because I'm not ponying up for that.
Well, I could just be a recharge. Just could be a recharge. £2
of Freon. Costs you $300 maybe.
Not even that.
Funny you mention the absolute top dollar that I will spend on the repair.
Oh, I'm
that's the number right there. How did you pull that out of your butt? That is the number. If it goes higher than that, I just
went through this on the 10-year-old Avalon that we have.
Was that a recharge?
Where we took it in. The guy was like, a new compressor. It's going to cost you $1,200. That's probably more than the car's worth. Right. And I was like, how much for a recharge? He's like, $300. And then I was like, well.
And that'll get you through the season, maybe?
No, I just went to, Track Auto.
10-year-old Avalon, like compared to Gami, is shiny and new.
And picked up the can. And I was like, I think I can do this myself. Picked up the can, the recharge can. Put it on the AC, recharged AC, and it worked for like 2 months.
Is it like a nipple? How does it connect?
Yeah. Just put it right on there and then just squeeze
it. What do you mean put
in.
On it? What do you mean put on
You can buy
on
a can
it.
Do it yourself. I would not suggest you doing that.
Well, no, they're looking at it today.
Yeah.
What do you mean put on it?
It's a temporary fix, right? Where you actually...
Do you insert it into like, does it have...
Depends on the car. Depends
female
on the car.
Plug and the male plug?
There is a screw-on nipple, Mike.
Nice.
That you don't milk. But you screw it on, and then you actually squeeze in the compression from the, I guess, the Freon.
It's
whatever
Freon or whatever
it
is. Can you also use that stuff you use to dust your computer?
No.
That canned air, that doesn't work?
I would not
okay.
do that.
Just
would not do that to your car.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have to screw on? Is there a
at least for,
hole
at least
under
for,
the nipple?
At least for in? The BMW I had before and this Toyota, it was very simple to do.
Of course, it's very easy when you own a BMW.
But I looked on YouTube for both.
Not many of those up here.
YouTube. No.
The hardest part about putting the Freon in the BMW is asking your butler to step aside.
It was a 2001.
Let me get this.
What's
over
that?
Here.
17 years old now.
Let me get the nipple on. Oh, got it. Oh my God, that's good.
Or Mike, if you have a Track Auto, you can spiff. The guy at Track Auto, he'll probably do it for you.
Yeah, that's true. This they do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I don't have a Track Auto guy up here.
And what do you
I,
have?
I mean, I go between dealing with my buddy who's kind of loaning me this car and his.
What about the crowdsourced renting? Well, you could rent a car from someone up there. It's come a long way, and you could do it on a daily or weekly basis. They have an app for
really?
That. Yes.
But he has a car. He just wants air conditioning.
He's paying thousands of dollars to repair the car.
No, I'm not paying thousands of dollars yet.
Yet?
Now, I'm not going to spend thousands of dollars on it.
I'm just.
But
I'll send you.
What's the crowdsource thing?
So there are different apps. So it depends on who has the most, I guess, vendors in your area. But if I was going to fly in, if I was going to.
I'm out. Hold on, that means.
If I was going to fly into Bar Harbor, right? And there's probably somebody from away that's not coming up for the season, but they have a car up there and they want to make money off their car, right? They'll say, I have a Subaru Forester available all summer, or I have it for the week, or I have it on a daily rate. This is how much it costs. You just go through the app and then you pick up the car.
Who can I ask another question of you?
Yes.
When did rental cars, or is it because of where I live? When did rental cars become insanely expensive?
Well, the supply where you live is low, right?
Is that what does it?
And the demand is high.
How much would it cost you on a day, an average subcompact, a small car?
I've
how
done
much
that
would it cost
DC.
You to rent that?
I've done that in
D.C.
DC,
how much does that cost?
Roughly $90 a day.
That's outrageous now. It used to be like $30 a day.
If you get the insurance. If you don't get the insurance, you can go 50,
and I
60.
Think if you go, I think if you do like
but
a weekly commitment,
it's
still
expensive.
Get lower. Yeah.
Maybe I haven't been in the game a long time, or maybe life has changed. By the bonus show, everyone. Jesus, girl. Give us a loan. Thank you. Start your own high tech and just give us an honorarium. Please, God, anyone help me. Help me! Cappy! But anyway.
What happened to the plan that you were going to have a car up there and Zach was going to drive it up?
I sold it!
I'm just asking.
What happened to your plan, right? Okay, plans changed.
I don't have
right?
a plan.
No, you know what I'm talking about, right? Plans
you didn't sell the car
because
of us.
I did.
This happened beforehand.
I did.
This happened before we had any troubles.
I did.
I know
too.
That because you told us.
Don't yell at each other, guys.
It was right around the same time. That's the whole. It's just we got rid of what we don't use. That's kind of
well. That's smart.
Yeah,
smart thinking overall.
But I'm. It just seemed. I remember. Maybe it was an hour ago. Maybe I'm too old. That it was like $35. $26 week was some scary great deal.
Yeah, if
to
you
rent
shop around,
a car,
it seems that was not long
car,
ago,
right?
Yeah,
you not that long ago. And
if you
it's
did
now
it
up
even
here, it's
cheaper.
$80 to $90 a day.
You can go cheaper if you did it for like a week. You do it for a week,
you can
it's
still
even less.
You can still get that. You can still get that, but you have to get the economy and you have to get the deal of the week before you have to like really time it out. You have to time it out to go in there for an economy. And God knows that not all of us
Todd
are doing
Moore
that.
Todd Moore says things are going so well. I just wish it would work out for me with rental cars.
It's great when you're Todd Moore. Always
we're going
has
to
been.
See the Colbert. We're going to see the Colberts.
The Colberts.
Like, okay, yeah. I might as well take a charter a private jet to go see it. You know? So I wanted to get an SUV to put all the beer in.
Does he still have the airstrip?
What's that?
Does Colonel Colbert
no,
have the airstrip?
He is close to one.
Oh, good.
He is close to
you
one.
Just
it should
land
be
right
fine.
There. Here comes
everything
Mike.
Will be okay.
You could rent one of these SUVs. And I was just looking at this for when I go up to Massachusetts. Is it Mass? Yeah, the Cape Cod, right? In August to see my brother because we're going to have to rent a car. And they said instead of using one of these rental companies, I went online and I was like, oh, wow. I could get a car for $40 a day from they will meet me at Logan Airport. And then I take it from there and I drive straight to the Cape.
Yep. He is so gutsy about stuff like that.
And you know who's renting him the car? Is Ethel Kennedy.
No.
But the app works. It's been around for 3 or 4 years. They've worked out the bugs. I might not get murdered.
This is the guy who's renting the car to Oscar. Let me get the music. Come on. Come on, Michael. Find the music on your thing. You're so stupid. Stop being so stupid.
Oh, my God.
Maybe the thing
Why
needs a compressor.
Why can I never find this? Oh, there it is.
Oh, you got it?
Oscar's renting the car from That's the guy that's doing it. Just played it last week with the spelling
Your car
bee.
Smells like spices.
Your car
from
is
another land.
Spices.
Yeah, thanks for cumin.
Yeah. It runs good. Take it away. It runs good. The car is fantastic.
I think it was a Mazda Miata.
I hope you're having a good time on Cod Cape.
No, I'm sorry.
He took
MX6.
Gave us directions and took us into a really crowded part of the city. I don't understand this. Shannon!
Can you imagine, though? Do you remember 5 years ago when we went up to your place?
Yeah.
And
yes.
I wanted to do this with a startup.
Okay.
And we had a car booked. It was an SUV because we weren't going to rent a car. It was the whole thing.
Right.
And the day before I get on, I talked about it on the air for the TMOSaholics out there and you historians. I said, there's an app for that. And the day before, the person that was renting the car, which I'm sure he was renting his parents' car and his parents didn't know, they canceled, like completely ghosted.
Oh, no.
But it's more significant now in this new economy.
There are five different apps that do this now, which is
really?
Great. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you off air about that, because and I don't want any helpers. Okay, please.
Oh, they
please,
will. No helpers, they love to help.
Serta,
they
you got will, an extra car? Will. What's going on, Marcus Serta? Yeah, he'll deliver it to you.
Yeah. Anyway,
hi, Mike. Have you ever borrowed a Honda?
It's going to be my whirlwind birthday trip. I'm really excited about it.
It's your birthday month. That's right.
That's right. It's birthday season.
We're here.
Yes.
It's birthday season.
It's finally here.
I'm so hey, we'll talk about the Washington Capitals, if you don't mind, just briefly when we come back, because I want to know, we have the Golden Knights, and we all mocked their opening ceremony with Little John, and they had, what was the band that was there? I'm trying to think of the band that, great big band that they had. We had Sting, we had Shaggy.
Oh, yeah.
And then we opened the game, and I said, what the f***? we'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie. On this week's Cake and Cookies, we talk about not sharing, designated drivers, deformed strawberries, and Dan's drunken birthday adventure. Oh, and let's go Caps!
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. The weather is getting hot, so you know that pool time and beach time are here. So now more than ever, you need Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is a streaming service that gives you instant access to super effective workouts that you can do anywhere 24/7. This is the company behind P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, T25, all the great ones, hundreds of workouts for all fitness levels, ranging from bodybuilding to weight training to cardio to yoga, even dance workouts. Pony, how are those dance workouts going?
Oh, they're amazing.
Thank you. Use your computer, smart TV, tablet, smartphone, Roku, Apple TV, Chromecast. List them all. Or not. They're all your smart devices.
Yes.
It works. The best part, TMOS listeners can try it absolutely free. I know that Oscar loves it. You have been loving it for a long time.
I love it. The different programs are great, but I also love getting my family members on it. My sister was complaining that she didn't have anything, and I said, we've been talking about this forever, Beachbody On Demand. She is now getting back into her P90X days.
Oh, cool.
And she's doing it at home, and I was able to do it with her in Orlando, and it is as challenging as it was before, but the on-demand part makes it so much easier to consume and actually do.
I really want you to try this service. It'll make you feel better inside and out. I promise our listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text TMOS to 303030. That's access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and support totally free. Again, just text TMOS to 303030. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. This was so special. This is why I'm bummed. You want to know why I'm bummed you didn't watch the game? I'm bummed you didn't watch the game because you miss out on something that would have brought you great joy, Rob Spiewak. And that was before the game. I was thinking the entire time before the first home game back in Washington, D.C., that are the Washington Capitals going to counterbalance this amazingly elaborate pregame
showbiz
shindig that they do in Las Vegas with anything? Or are they going to keep it the way they do it, which would be my choice? You keep it very, very D.C.
I would say classic. They have a very classic presentation normally.
They do, and it's very straight ahead, not a lot of bells and whistles. But no, they decided that they would get into the celebrity game, too. And so, look, we've got one of the very best PA guys in the business and a friend of the show, Wes Johnson, who
Wes
is just a sweetheart of a guy and has been the best PA announcer in hockey, I think, for a very, very long time. Wes has done stuff for our show in the past.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very talented. And Wes says, and now to give you the starting lineups. And immediately when he says that, even before
it's
I knew who the celebrity was, I said, no, Wes, you should do the starting lineups. They should let you do it because you're one of the best guys to do that in the game. And that would have been enough. And they say, no, to give you the starting lineups, let's bring out Pat Sajak.
May I go to the tape? Because, I mean, it's something to see it, because I did watch the pregame in which he comes out.
You watched a highlight of it.
I watched.
You did not watch it. If you're going to claim, I'm going to be on you for this. If you're going to watch
really,
you're
gonna claim, are you? You watch I hadn't it. Noticed.
Yes.
Did you watch it in post-production?
No, because you don't give it, Rob, you don't give a crap.
No, but
even for work, you don't give a crap.
No, but I'm saying I did watch it, but here's the thing.
This is when the last time DC was in a champion. It's been multiple decades. This is the story. And it's like, family gathering. Lied about that, you know. Anyway, that's okay. I'm mad at you for not sharing this experience with everybody, even though
we just want you to love us.
So he comes out, he looks so ill-prepared. And I wanted to play what you just said because you can hear sort of a lack of interest almost floating.
Well, he also doesn't know all the names.
No, he does not. Okay,
he is also, wait a minute, it's his style on Wheel of Fortune. He doesn't appear to be prepared or interested.
Right.
That's Pat Sajak's style. Pat Sajak is the guy when I went with Fried and Officer Harris to the game and we went down into the VIP area and I was all tuned up before I exploded the bathroom and I walked up and said, "Hey, Pat, you might remember me from the Donna Mike show when we interviewed." And he looked at me like I was going to, you know, mug him. And then I moved on after that. And he lives in, Anne Arundel County. That's where...
A place in Annapolis, right? Somewhere around there?
Yes, he's been there for a million years.
And his style
flies out to L.A., does a half hour of work, and then flies back. And, you know, he's been doing it for 150 years.
The career His presentation is so intimate that it doesn't work in a screaming arena. This is when they brought him out right here.
Long time Cats season ticket holder, Pat Sajak.
All right, stop it right there.
Got it?
What's the claim to fame? It's not the fame, it's the tie-in that he is long time season ticket holder. It's just, I said, Pat Sajak. I immediately posted Pat effing Sajak. Yeah,
he could have said long time Capitals fan, Barb Moody.
This question... Mike, you know we work with ESPN here and our friends at the Morning Roast, right? They had this question. I'll pose it to you guys, so I got to give them credit. They said, do you think Pat called Ted Leonsis or Ted Leonsis called Pat?
I would say neither, and I would say it was an underling. It was
no, but whose
who
idea
out.
Was it? Was it from the organization?
Pat's organization.
100%.
It has to be the game because Pat doesn't care. I don't think Pat cares. I think Pat would be very content to sit there and enjoy the game. I do not question his credentials as a Washington Capitals sports fan, but this was the organization doing it. This was the organization that just couldn't help. Let me explain it this way. You have the Las Vegas Golden Knights that have a marketing and PR department that is stocked with ball crunching talent and energy and everything. And then you have the DC organization, which is they'll drink whatever pablum we serve up. Let's sit on our fat asses and do nothing of significance. And all of a sudden, because of Las Vegas and they're in the Stanley Cup finals, they have to wake up.
Yeah. Yes.
And then they begin to scramble. Maybe I'm overanalyzing it, but this to me is a perfect example of last minute of scrambling because, well, I guess we have to work now. I guess we have to do. We have to do. They don't have to make any effort to do. They're not starting with a fledgling expansion team that they have to pull out of the desert. They're sitting there with richy rich law firms on K Street that have bought season tickets for 3,000 years, and they're like, "Yeah, well, it's going to be a little tough. Sorry, can't help you." That's the MO for the Capitals or any sports team in Washington D.C. What you've got there. And so it's like, oh, we better do something. You know, we're going to be on national TV. Well, they weren't going to be on national TV if you don't, because the sports channel is not.
Right. They're not even on in Leesburg if you don't have the right package.
Thank you, Oscar.
It's the NBA. But they don't have anything, so they go.
No, they have a red pullover for Pat, and they have some what looks like loose leaf paper ripped from a notebook for Pat.
It's the celebrity itself. Look, you can't bring a political figure out now because
too divisive,
and there are no.
Roseanne is out of the question.
Can you name any political figure that would be significant? Is there any political figure that might be? No, you
not without. Pissing people off.
Yeah.
Not without pissing people off.
Yeah.
You can't bring a former politician. You can't bring
a current
politician.
What about Arnold?
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
More of an actor than a politician. But
yeah,
politician.
You have to have the connection.
Jesse the Body.
DC or the... You have to... You know what you have to do? You bring... And this would have worked. And not to do the starting lineups, though.
Clay
Aiken. You bring
Aiken.
Out... You bring a former player out, like my old friend, dear friend, Ron Langway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just have Ron Langway, and that's what the Red Sox do.
Joe Theismann.
Yeah. They bring out to. You could bring from other sports.
You could
cross pollinate with other sports.
Cole's got something here.
Yes, Katie. What are you going to say?
Joe Gibbs. He was in the audience afterwards. They showed him on the big screen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Joe Gibbs would have been
phenomenal. Amazing, yeah.
Not to do the starting lineups, but bring out Joe Gibbs.
Say a few words. Let him wave.
Yes. Yeah. No, not even just wave at the crowd. The Sox bring out the guys all the time. But that's it. And I was sitting, I said, is the Pat Sajak choice so significant that it will actually affect the mojo of the team? It did not. It did not. I'm okay.
Did you like
that. The
graphic? The Wheel of Fortune graphic with the names.
I like the graphic, yes.
But that was funny. The puzzle.
God.
The weird thing is with all the Russian players, you always look like you needed to buy a vowel. There weren't enough
of
them.
Do you have the audio?
Yeah, backwards
I do. Here we go.
All right, let's listen to the rest of it.
Here's his the opening remarks.
Thank you, Wes. You're the best. Thank you.
Bad audio.
Yep. Oh, bad audio.
Are you as excited as I am? I am here in large measure because my family and I have had season tickets with the Capitals for 13 seasons now.
Someone on Twitter said it was very, very much like watching a principal before a pep rally. And I said, damn, that's dead on.
We don't need any more.
Okay. Do you want to hear him screw up the name of Braden McNabb?
Yes, I'd love to. Okay.
In his sixth season, number 3, Brandon McNabb. Braden McNabb. I'm booing.
It's a tough thing. A hockey player. When I did a preseason game for the Washington Capitals, and I will always, for the rest of my life, know the player. I have no idea whether he's alive or dead now. Vasily Butsayev.
Oof.
And I focused on that name so much that I messed up one of the easy ones. Hockey player names are extraordinarily difficult, and they really are. I've watched games where I thought a name was spelled a totally different way, but anyway, it was there it is. That's enough of the Capitals talk. I'm very, very happy. And
what are your plans for this evening?
Just a bottle of brown liquor and a couple of texts to my pals and that's it. That's all there is to it.
Are you looking forward to Monty Hall bringing the players out?
I don't know what's going to happen, girl. You're going to be there tonight.
I am.
Oh, you are so
where are
lucky.
Your seats? I'm curious.
Good question.
Nosebleeds, like 411, 412.
You're in the building.
That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
What time will you start pre-gaming for the big event tonight?
5-ish?
Has it already
maybe
begun?
Maybe 4-ish. 4-ish.
That a girl. 4-ish, that's my girl.
I still want to make sure I remember the game.
That's why I party with girl, because she said 4. Because that's what I would have done.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, in my elderly state, 4:30, maybe. 4 o'clock if I'm down there.
In the 4 o'clock hotel hour, sure.
Anyway, have awesome. Fun at the game. Let's go, Caps. We've got to take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills, and I'll talk about bike riding, and we'll talk about Rob and his date with Dotson going to see the producers. The old Mel Brooks producers.
Yeah, the 50th anniversary, yes.
Mm-hmm. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show!
You hear that? Yeah, that. That's what life will sound like if you don't buy a Mike O'Meara Show bonus package. Buy a bonus package today at MikeO'MearaShow.com, or this will be the last sound you hear.
Wow.
I love that.
That's scary.
It is.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Try this idea on for size. Skip meal planning, the boring part, and get straight to cooking, the fun part, with Blue Apron. Enjoy unforgettable meals inspired by the vibrant cooking of the Mediterranean, like seared salmon and spicy orange salsa.
Mm.
Centered around fruits, veggies, lean meats, and plenty of olive oil, these recipes are deliciously nutritious. With these chef-designed recipes, Blue Apron lets you see the power of what food can do. Carla loves to cook it. I love to eat it. Blue Apron is my favorite. Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door with amazing meals. How about some roasted chicken drumsticks and cauliflower with orzo, feta cheese, and olives?
Ooh.
Or spicy penne pasta with zucchini and capers? Plus, Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no aged hormones. So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free at blueapron.com/TMOS. That's blueapron.com/TMOS to get three meals free. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. And we welcome you back to the Mike O'Mara Show. My apologies to anybody around the country that probably doesn't get it and doesn't understand how excited it is to have any team in a city with a chance for a world championship, but we're kind of gushing over our Caps.
Big deal.
So sorry about that.
Big deal.
Up here, it's just me, my lovely bride, and my son, who, if anybody was wondering, I predict that he will be stronger physically, able to to take me in any way whatsoever, throw me to the ground, restrain me. He will be dominant by age 5.
Really?
He is that strong now, yes. He
so
is
within
a
the
stunningly
summer.
Strong child, yes. But this summer, after July, he will be able
to
wrestle
me. Do you think by Labor Day he will be able to carry you in a fireman's carry?
I think so,
yes. You on his back.
Up a ladder. Yes. Up a ladder on his back. That's it, you know. This is the kid that learned to ride a two-wheeler in half an hour.
Right.
This is the kid that has amazing balance. And the other day, he's riding his two-wheeler down the driveway. And this is he has just learned. And I see him... He's scratching his forehead like this with one hand on the handle, just like with this. And I'm like, my coordination level, I was 16 before I learned to ride a two-wheeler. I was just kind of, and then the other day, all he ever wants to do is wrestle with me. And his friend, one of his friends from up here came over and they had a little play date yesterday. And afterwards, he was all ramped up and he came in and he wanted to wrestle.
Does he kick down the door?
What's that?
Does he kick down the door and he's like, "Let's wrestle, Pa"?
Who?
Comes over, yeah! Dad, I want to wrestle.
And he's giving me, and I said, "Okay, I'm going to wrestle you." And he gives me a stiff arm. So I'm trying to wrestle him and I'm trying to bring him in as I'm doing this. And I realize I can't do it anymore. I can't
do really?
It because he is so darn strong. And
your muscles have atrophied so much.
Is that it?
Your paper thin skin.
I'm trying to exercise. I'm trying to ride my bike. And the difference between this is it all makes sense now. There's a reason. I think Florida used to have hills, and then they said, no, all the old people are going to be moving down there. Let's just shave them off. Let's just shave all the hills in Florida.
Handicap
off.
Accessible state.
And, yeah. then we'll put you on a bicycle, and you'll ride the bicycle on a completely flat, level piece of road, and no, everyone will think you're exercising when, in fact, you're really not exercising. By the way, there are elderly women up here that are riding their bikes that weigh about 75 pounds that I have now total mad respect for because I take mine out on the main drag and I'm going to show you by my hand. I'm going to show you the incline that I go up. That's it.
Okay.
That's the incline that I go up.
Maybe a 15 degree incline, not much.
And my bike, I'll start out and I'm like, hey, this is no problem at all. And then within 15 pedals where I go, 1, 2, 3, my bike just goes. and I'm like, it's because of my massive weight. I thought, oh, these tires might be too wide. No, it's because there's no. We talked about it before, where Oscar said you let the bike do the work for you. No, there's no. There's no.
We talked
work
all about. We talked all about your gears on Friday. Did you adjust the gears? Did it help at all?
I went yesterday. I went out and it was like 48 degrees out here. It was super cold.
Right.
And I got my little, my swell up thing because I've got another one of my maladies. I'm just a physical wreck.
What swell up thing?
I get this Raynaud's syndrome where my body hives up if I have a dramatic change in temperature.
Oh.
And that's just to add it to my list of maladies, okay?
You weren't weatherproofed as a child?
I don't know what's wrong with me.
What he needs is a can of Rust-Oleum or something.
A clear coat.
I'm trying. I'm really, really trying. I'm trying to, get all,
sorry to hear about your syndrome. I did not know about your syndrome.
Yeah, I thought that the playing of the golf and riding the bike down there would be enough. I thought that doing what I was doing, no, it's not. In order for me to get to where I need to go, I have to take it up to another level. And I'm not going to quit on the bike. I'm going to do it every day. I'm going to do it every day that I think that I am not like recovering. If I take a day off, it's because the legs hurt. And last night I'm watching the triathlon marathon. Have you ever seen this event?
And what are the events
these,
in it?
Three different
it's a triathlon. Swim, bike, and run.
Okay, yeah. But the running is a marathon.
Well, no, I think all of it is a longer version of a regular
an
triathlon.
An ultramarathon.
It's really something to behold. And you see these guys sprinting to the finish line after this massive swim and this massive bike ride and then this massive run. And I'm looking, and it's cold out. It's gotten really cold. And I say, I got to go hop on the bike.
Yeah.
I got to get on it. They motivated me.
When you saw those athletes crossing the finish line, was it akin to watching disc jockeys enter the Bobby Poe convention?
Yeah, exactly the same thing. It was totally dead. I'm looking at these guys and I get out and it's cold and I'm on this bike.
Right.
And I'm going up these hills and I'm so glad there's nobody here because if people see me on an incline, it's just foolish. I know that Oscar, the game is to get ahead of steam up so you mm-hmm. can make your way up these hills and then stand up on the bike and then stand
if,
up.
If
to
you
pedal.
Have to, if you have to,
if you can, would be the operative term for me. And I think maybe
how
I
are you
set
running your gears? Higher. How are you running your gears?
I'm running my gears fine. Gears are okay. Fine. Everything's fine. Everything's going to be a-okay. I'm going to be fine.
Have you attempted so standing pathetic. Yet in the pedals? Yeah. And
yeah, okay, it's fine.
All right.
The swelling, is the swelling like the Hulk swelling or is it just a puffiness?
It's a syndrome.
It's
one of my other maladies, okay? It's one of the things
that your sneakers rip?
No. Oh. The feet don't smell. Exposed skin to the cold.
Sorry.
The pinky on the hand right here,
mm-hmm.
you just get it like a little hive. It's called, look it up, Raynaud's syndrome. Pony, look it up.
Sounds and like it goes away when your temperature regulates, right? It's just
I'm
a temporary
sure
thing.
It goes away when your temperature regulates.
They just released the Alfa Romeo Raynaud.
It's going to be
and
fun.
It's a great car in cold weather because it gets bigger. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. My pathetic life up here. My wife downstairs listening to Bob and Sherry.
Hi.
Oh, she's into that show still? They're very patient.
Yeah, she wants me to put an idea on the show. I said, you might like this idea. I said, is it a Bob and Sherry idea?
What is the Bob and Sherry idea that would work on our show?
Hi, I'm Bob. I'm Sherry. Leave us a message, and if it's a good subject, we'll call you back. Ah! Bob and Lazy. Sherry. Sorry about that.
Oh, they have the Bob and Sherry answering machine.
Yeah, I think it's something like that.
It's an answer machine. Beep.
It's as vanilla, and it drives me nuts because I'm doing show prep I'm downstairs,
right.
And I hear in the background, I don't hear anything specific. All I hear is,
your pop is here. Well, Jeff has said. What a ball, Jeff.
They see the lower voice is Bob.
Bob.
I'm sorry, the lower voice is Sherry.
Now, do they make each other laugh? Or are they just too classy to even laugh at their own shtick?
I don't listen to the show. I hear it. And then I said, what are you listening to? She said, Bob and Sherry. Mm. And I've walked through the kitchen a couple of times and said, what are you listening to?
This is the Bob and Sherry show. Hi, everybody. Hi.
It's not as vanilla as John Tesh, but I think it's close.
Close?
I think it's very, very close.
It's sort of like a shock John Tesh program.
Yeah, and I'm not vanilla. I could never be vanilla. I could be 89 years old. I'm not going to be vanilla.
No,
when I'm 89 style. Years old, I'll be doing the show like, and this kid came into my yard, and I shot him with saltpeter or buckshot. There you go. Yeah, I told him, F you young whippersnapper. Yeah, you know, I'll be 92, and somebody will be walking by, man, look at that ass. Yeah.
Disc jockey Mike O'Mara killed Bob and Sherry today. He shot them with saltpeter.
Never lost my edge. Never lost my edge today. Put me in the ground.
Is he still driving that Raynaud?
The Raynaud symbol. Did you find it, Pony?
Yeah, I'm looking it up. I'm not seeing anything about hives, though.
Thank you. We got to take a break. stunning customer service on the Mike O'Mara show.
Nothing at all about hives?
Nothing. I think he's making it up. Yet.
Hold on. No, I'm not making it up. It's like, I don't know.
Oh, he's not making it up.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't say anything about hives here.
What does it say?
What are the symptoms?
It just says that you have, what is it, like dry skin or, let's see, reduced numbness.
Is it written in front of you? Then read it.
Well, I scrolled down.
Just read the words that are in front of you, son.
Yes.
Now they're just talking about treatment. It says that symptoms, medical history, blah,
I work
blah, blah.
With people with brain disease.
I think Pony's brain has Raynaud's.
I think
syndrome.
He's got a hive on it.
Jump between a few different pages here.
People, yeah. And now after the fact, I'll get 500. Let's go to Rob, and how was your weekend with, why did you take an intern to the movies?
Yeah, why he's another boy?
Because he's a
did
handsome.
You go with your father, by the way?
He's a handsome young man. My father was at the beach this weekend. He wasn't able to
so
make it up.
Was you and the young, handsome
Yeah, originally
intern?
It was supposed to be me and my father to go see the producers, and it's the 50th anniversary of this Mel Brooks movie, Mel Brooks' first feature film. And my father said, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. I'm really sorry. And I said, okay, that's fine. And I said, well, Robert.
Did you go to a Kevin Spacey film festival? That's terrible. Too
the
soon.
Opening remarks sorry, by Harvey that. Weinstein were great.
That's okay.
So it was, we went and I thought I could take my son. He likes the movie, but doesn't love the movie. Julia had no interest. Carrie was not going to go. And I thought back, Matt, when he interned for us last summer, we did talk a lot about movies. Mm-hmm. He's a movie guy. And I just texted him. I said, would you be interested in seeing this? And he said, yeah. And so we went. So it was great. It was fantastic. I had never seen it on the big screen before.
Was it good for him, do you think? Do you think he really enjoyed it?
Well, I texted him this morning. He said he stopped crying about three.
No,
from you touching him.
Yes, I touched
him. Do you think he enjoyed it?
He had a great time. Yeah, we had a good time talking about it. And on the what I like to tell you is on the way home from it,
is he ever not going to be in a defensive?
Dotson loves Rob Spiewak. I was there on Thursday when he got the
initial
text.
Do you think Dotson went because it was Rob asking him,
I saw him receive the text. It might have been last Tuesday. One of the Tuesday.
It was
Thursday.
Last week. Yes. Yeah.
And he goes, oh, Rob Spiegel just texted me. I'm like, hey, heads up. He wants you to move some records in a fridge this weekend.
No, I wouldn't have him do that.
You know, I think that's why he's texting you. Just be prepared. And then I saw Rob. I said, hey, man, why are you getting Dotson to move your fridge in a record? And he said, no, I want to invite him to a movie. I was like, oh, this is a date.
It is a date because yes. He has an appreciation for classic film. I don't have a lot
I'll
of friends
give you
in
credit.
My staples.
That is something. You did something that I just don't think I could.
I'd rather go alone.
I would.
Oh no! You got to see a comedy with somebody. I mean, it's not like going to see a drama.
It's a good point.
A comedy, you need to be in a. And the theater was not exactly slammed.
How many people were in the theater?
I think 12.
Oh, God.
I mean, there was a long time that it was just the two of us, and that was really awkward because our seats were right next to each other.
It's a 1968 film. It wasn't all that funny when it came
hey,
out.
No. You know, the AFI calls it the 11th funniest movie ever made, and if you haven't seen it recently.
AFI.
If you haven't seen it recently,
the
you
band?
Really can't speak to it. Yes, the band AFI. They love movies. No, it holds up. The writing is fantastic, and the progression of
the plot.
It's a
better Bloom in the original. I thought that Gene Wilder was better than Matthew Boring Broderick.
Well, I will tell you this, that when you see this movie
Nathan
restored...
Nathan Lane is better than... Zero Mostel is better. It's better.
When you see it restored in 4K, there is no way you can believe how ugly Zero Mostel is. When you see his 40-foot face in 4K resolution and a comb over that starts like below his ears in the back and goes forward, it's like it's a little nauseating. But it's so, so great. It's so great.
Warts and all.
Yeah, but anyway, thumbs up. I'll see it again in 50 years.
So he liked it. You think he had a good time?
He had a great time.
Did you pick him up or did you guys meet
at the theater? He met at my house.
Oh.
Yes. And then we had a beer and then we went, we grabbed something to eat and then off to the theater. And then because he's young, he went and saw a movie with his girlfriend after that.
Well, that's how he covers up what he
That's right.
So and he had her come to the theater.
No, we went
great
back to
Leesburg. Great safety valve, Dotson.
No, we went back to my house, and then we parted. And then
showered up, and then he went?
Yeah, he said, I can't get the smell off of me.
Okay, this smell
smells like villain. Beer and shame.
Did you eat in the theater?
We did not eat at the theater, but the theater does serve beer, which was
did
nice.
Did you have beers?
Yes, we had beers.
How many?
I had two there and one before, so three for the night.
Okay.
Not many. But
did he have any beer?
He had a Miller Lite, yes.
Okay, very good.
Just enough, to dull the pain.
Anything else you'd like to add? I'm just asking.
We use protection.
Oh, God.
Come on. Tell us what you told us before the show. You're too nice.
What did I say? Oh.
He said he looked different.
Matt's put on some weight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got fat?
I'm not gonna call him Fat Dotson or anything. I mean, his name is still Matt, but he has put on some weight.
A lot of weight?
Noticeable. Really? Enough that Carrie asked about it.
Really?
It was impressive.
It's impressive.
Really?
Yeah. You might want to look at his Facebook page.
It's like the weight that Rob lost somehow Dotson got.
Yeah, you
Turn
can neither create nor
Sorry,
destroy
we're
matter.
We're going to an audible here. Turn the music on. Hold on just a second here.
But to be fair, Oscar warned me.
I said, look, he's not as hot as he used to be. Just be prepared.
But how long has it been since you saw him last?
It has been a while, 6 or 7 months at least, and maybe longer than that.
Mm-hmm. He's been doing some hard graduation living.
Yeah, he's got himself a job now, and he kept talking a lot about beer festivals. So I think he's doing a lot of that scene.
Craft beers
and food.
Yeah.
Is it WGMU?
But best to just find him by his name, D-O-T-S-O-N.
Why don't you just...
That's underneath.
Why don't you send him both pictures?
Okay, I'll
do
that right
had
now.
Set up.
A before and after.
And also,
I'm just getting graduation.
For further
and he checks in. All right, hold on.
Well, look at his status picture, and then look at his pictures at graduation. I'll say this, he carries it well.
His profile
picture? He's not that big. He's not that fat. Oh, he looks kind of like you.
Yeah. How do you mean?
He's a young Rob.
He's not a young Rob.
He looks kind of like a young Rob.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, God. If I had been that good looking, if I had been that good looking, I would have been unstoppable.
He's not the little guy that used to be in the studio. That's okay. It's, you know, you can stop him. Just give him the lecture. That'll be fine. That's fine.
I'll send him a sternly worded letter.
No, it's not a... Dotson is aware of this.
Sure.
He wants to do a food diary. Like, he talks to me about it. How could he not be aware of it?
Yeah.
He's like, I got to stop this momentum. I said, dude, you're 21 years old. If you went to the gym today, you could shred this off.
Oh, he could do it in a month.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's the beach
Don't
body
do what I do,
coat.
Matt. Don't do what I do, okay? Last night, 10:15, right before coming upstairs, Raisin Bran. Not a good idea. Not at that particular time, okay?
However, I bet it made for a great morning.
It sure did. Yes, it did. Yeah. I wasn't really fixing the printer. Anyway, we'll take a break.
And, Mike!
We'll be right back.
Fixing the printer in quotation marks. Yeah.
If you ever hear me say fixing the printer, you'll know what that is.
We're out of toner.
Sorry, nothing I could do.
Oh, he had plenty of toner. Out of paper.
I checked in, though, so I didn't have to shave my head. We'll be right back with news you may not need.
True.
Oh, it's Paulie. I know what you're thinking. What's the greatest gift I could give myself or a loved one? How about a birthday shout out from the Mike O'Mara Show? Email my Goomba Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. What? You're a P1 and you want to show your appreciation with gifts to the boys? Well then, mail them to the Mike O'Mara Show, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 2007. You get it? You got it? Forget about it. Now let's return to the show already in progress. Take it away, Mike.
Thank you, Bully. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I have to do it that way.
I know.
Amazon's still the best way to get what you need. However, if you want to make sure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, you got to do it right. So listen up. Just one click to the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. Super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day? Is it a rental car?
This is fantastic. This comes from listener P1 Kim Don, who has always been a great supporter. He's getting
Kim Dong-un.
He's trying to, yes, and his and his brothers. He's trying to get ready for the summer like we all are. He has to get his pool ready. He found out that if he buys his pool filters on Amazon, it's $50 less than if he buys from any store and free shipping. So I put some pool filters up on our website. Of course, find the one that fits your pool. But know this, when you buy your pool supplies at Amazon, you're saving money.
That is absolutely true. Amazon really does have everything. You can find the pool filters and more at the top of MikeOmaraShow.com and get clicking, you Amazonians.
News.
Boo. I'm Amazon. Last week, Roseanne Barr had too much to say, but as of last night, she hadn't tweeted anything since Thursday. She also canceled her Friday appearance on Joe Rogan's podcast. Caused a little controversy on this show last week when we were talking about that. On Friday, Joe tweeted, quote, "It's not happening. She's not doing well and doesn't want to travel, and she's gone radio silent on me, so I'm just going to step away. The whole thing has been pretty brutal on her. I hope she can find some peace." The day before, she called into a different podcast hosted by celebrity rabbi Shmuley Boteach.
I never heard of him.
According to reports, Roseanne was rambling and was, quote, sobbing and very apologetic. Rabbi Shmuley decided not to release the audio out of respect for Roseanne. He tweeted, quote, "I want to give her space to reflect on the recent events." So that's the very latest from Roseanne. I'm glad she's gone radio silent.
Is she not going to do the Bob and Sherry show?
I don't think so. She's gonna be. She left a message on their answering machine, the Bob and Sherry answering machine. This apparently happened last November. For some reason, it just came out over the weekend. And I'm glad it did, because I was watching his show last night on Showtime. Benedict Cumberbatch was in an Uber with his wife when he saw four men attacking a bicycle delivery man. So he jumped out of the car, ran over. The Uber driver followed, and they were able to get the muggers to take off. The driver says, quote, "I had hold of one lad and Benedict the other. He seemed to know exactly what he was doing. He was very brave. He did most of it, to be honest. Benedict was courageous, brave, and selfless. If he hadn't stepped in, the cyclist could have been seriously injured." Interestingly enough, this all went down near Sherlock Holmes' fictional address of 221B Baker Street.
No kidding!
Benedict didn't take any credit. He said, quote, I did it out of, well, I had to, you know. And he's an interesting cat. I forgot what his show is called.
He's got a new show coming out, right?
He's got a new show on now, and I watched it last night.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. He's just such a great actor that he's just conflicted, and he's hitting the booze. And I think he was abused as a child, and last night was about the relationship with his mother, played by the very quirky and weird Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Oh, yeah.
And, I had trouble turning it off.
Is she old enough to play his mom, believably?
Well, she plays the older mom because she plays the younger mom.
Oh, so that's okay. Why, all
right. And then they have her with the makeup, and it's just very, very odd.
I always thought he should do a kid's show and call it the Cumberbatch Kids.
Cumberbatch Kid. Hello, children. Green Bay Packers linebacker Clay Matthews was hurt in a softball game on Saturday. I've seen this happen, and this is very, very dangerous. It was a team charity game in Wisconsin, and Clay was pitching when lineman Lucas Patrick smacked a line drive that nailed him right in the face. He fell down, popped back up, and walked off the field while covering his face with his glove. Mm. He went to the hospital, but it sounds like he'll be okay. He tweeted, quote, I busted my nose pretty good and will have surgery once the swelling subsides. You can get a nasty injury with a line drive in a softball game. Thankful that it could have been much more serious. And, of course, the people that run the Packers go, why are you doing that? Stay off the field. Just go to the gym. You know, intense. The only injury they want to see is, like, you ripped a muscle doing too many reps.
More
they
like a not softball, am I right? Yeah.
Or he could have gone to see the producers, right?
That's right, with a young boy.
Absolutely. Today is National Cheese Day.
Yay!
Hey, it's Cheese Day. Hey, everybody.
What's your favorite cheese, Mike?
You know, that's interesting, Oscar. I think that if you had to give me one cheese for the rest of my life, I would probably go with, probably cheddar.
Cheddar
is versatile. Anyway, it doesn't need its own holiday to make you appreciate it. According to a new survey, 23% of Americans almost always add cheese to their food.
Yes.
It's just kind big of cheese. Odd to me.
Like when you have your late night Raisin Bran and you get out the Parmesan.
I had mozzarella. Our five favorite types of cheese are cheddar.
Yes.
There it is. 17% of the vote. Mozzarella, 15%. American. 14%. Pepper Jack. Come on. I think there's big Pepper Jack out there.
They're crafting something there. That's not right.
And provolone, 8%. Blue cheese is the cheese we like the least. 25% of people said it's their least favorite, followed by Limburger, 17%. Goat cheese, 60%. American, 13%. And Swiss, 8%. American cheese made both the best and the worst list.
I hate
blue cheese.
Cheese
is an acquired taste.
Goat cheese, yuck.
Mozzarella.
Like it's because it's healthy. It's like the only cheese that would be like in a salad.
No, you can put any cheese in a salad. Blue cheese, wonderful in a salad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, a wedge of blue cheese. Sure. Nothing bad.
No,
about
and it has
that.
Nothing to do with the health factor of it. But goat cheese tastes like dirt. It always tastes like
dirt.
Yes.
Good goat cheese can be really, really good.
What kind of goat cheese were you eating?
Well, mine was a gift from William Stillwell. He made it himself.
I made it myself out of my own dirt. Go Caps. That's for Goat, our friend, the number one Caps fan. The National Spelling Bee is over, so it's the perfect time to remember just how bad we all are at spelling compared to those kids. And I'm here to tell you I discovered a word that I misspell regularly, and I use a lot, too.
What?
Google just released the most commonly misspelled word in every state this year based on how many people Googled how to spell, followed by that word. The most common misspelled word? What do you think? Anybody? Any guess?
Oh, man.
I would say, you know what? Thorough and through. I know people get those mixed up a lot.
Precisely.
Okay. Precise. That's a good one. Beautiful is the most misspelled word. Yes, beautiful. It's number one in 11 states. The second most common? Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, well, everyone's going to need some help for that.
It's number one in six states. The other words that are most misspelled in at least two states are resume, sincerely, canceled. That's the one that I screw up. I use two L's in canceled. That is it.
I believe if you check Webster's, though, both are accepted now. I think you can
really?
Do it.
Yeah, with the two L's?
I believe so. Let me check because I think that's the case.
Double check. You're going to ruin people's lives.
Schedule is the other one that's
schedule.
Misplaced. Yeah. And they probably want me to spell them for you. R-E-S-U-N. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I'm
Find
sorry.
Out what it means to me.
Resume is R-E-S-U-M-E. Sincerely is S. I-N-C-E-R-E-L-Y. canceled, C-A-N-C-E-L-E-D, not two L's, and schedule, well, see, there's the key there, S-C-H-E-D-U-L-E.
According to Grammarly.com, canceled with one L or canceled with two L's is the past tense of the verb to cancel. Both spellings are correct, though Americans favor canceled with one L and with two L's is the preferred British outlet.
Okay, well, so you're okay either way. In America, one L.
But they're both acceptable. And when you start talking about English, I'm just going to leave the room.
If someone sees canceled spelled wrong and they're in America, you can't be like, hey, it's the British version.
Yeah. I guess I got to go with the one L, but yeah. I love the two L's.
Well, you see, people, like, they say the British version of The Office is funnier. Like, so maybe right. canceled with two L's
is
Do
you
better.
Know that in know. Maine, the most searched word was, do you know what that is? Did you see that in the article?
No, I did not.
It's
no, I'm not sure.
Connecticut.
Connecticut is a yes. tough word to spell. It is. Very
in Maine,
difficult.
The most searched word to spell is Connecticut.
Because it's really Connecticut, right? There's a C
Connecticut.
In there.
Yeah.
Connecticut.
Yeah. I would think Wednesday would be up there, too, as a day of the week.
Well, I just thought it was funny because it's all in New England, so I imagine people are just trying to spell it out on their postage. Oh,
I have
maybe
a hard time.
Since I was born and raised in Connecticut, maybe that's why they picked on me. Not sure.
I can never spell license. License is a hard word for me.
License is a hard word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was L-I-S-C?
No, I think it's L-I-C-E-N.
L-I-C?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's
you know
tough.
Another one that's tough for me? I know I sound like an idiot. Bicycle.
Really? Yeah, because you want to think it might have a Y up front. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You can't ride and you can't spell it. Damn.
It's really
Damn, Daniel.
Tough everywhere.
And now a little something, boys. A Slayer fan, and please do not interrupt until the end of this news.
Yes.
Okay.
A Slayer fan was kicked out of the band's recent Toronto gig for rocking out just a little bit too hard. Rock and roll. Yeah. The worst part, he was kicked out during the opening act, Testament. This means he not only missed Slayer, but he missed Anthrax as well. What a shame for this guy. Well, in Toronto, the Budweiser stage is surrounded on all sides by Lake Ontario. So this fan decided that he would swim back to the concert. Unfortunately, his plan didn't work too well. He was intercepted by security when he got to shore, and he was given medical assistance at that point. Water a little cold in Lake Ontario.
What a dummy.
And then he was kicked out again. Well, there's something undoubtedly metal about sacrificing one's reason and physical well-being for demonic music, and the fan has since been offered tickets to an upcoming London date. For this concert. How about that?
That's
They had the band saw the guy swimming and kind of dug that and so offered him tickets to a London show. But the fan said he will only take them up on it if he can take his wife, Maureen Cerrito. So that's it. There you go. Well, I didn't want to.
Sure is cold.
This water's freezing. Slayer, Testament, and Anthrax.
This lake feels like the new walk-in beer cooler.
That is a concert he would go to.
Yeah, he would.
I guarantee you that. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Informed. Intelligent. Irreverent. Political persuasion.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about Rosanna Dana. The Trump-North Korea summit, is it going to happen? And where's Melania?
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Hey, that Melania story is still kicking into this week. With that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Very, very cool. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Here's a tip for all you dads and grads out there. This year, tell your family what you really want. Graduates don't want an engraved gold pen and pencil set. That gift sucks. And if a grad gets a briefcase, he'll just use it for a doorstop. Or worse, a urinal. Sounds like somebody's personal issue there. High school and college grads want the TMOS bonus package. And for Father's Day, don't get dad a tie. He'll just hang himself with it. And you can bet if dad gets grilling tools, he's going to shove that spatula right up your well. You get the picture, okay? Dad wants the TMOS bonus package. Dad loves the extra commercial-free content, and grads love the cussing. Just go to MikeO'MearaShow.com and click on the bonus banner. It really makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. They'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So, embrace the fad. and make those dads and grads a tad more glad. Scare away the sad and the bad from their rad dad and grad pad with the best gift they've ever had. Stan the Fan Man. The TMOS bonus package. Quit sucking, and we thank you. Let's open up the audio vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak.
It's a rad pad. Do you know the name Clayne Crawford?
No, it's an interesting sounding
name. I knew the face when I saw it. He's the guy that plays Martin Riggs on the television adaptation of Lethal Weapon. Or I should say used to. Because some tapes were leaked. I heard this on the Variety's website. Mm-hmm. Here he is going off in a not-so-kind way. They were shooting on location, and there was some noise going on outside of the shoot. He didn't take it that well.
What do you think I should do?
I don't know! Shut the f-
Can you start it again? Can you start? Because I want to hear it from the beginning. So it
starts with the actual line, and then when he really goes off is when he hears a noise offset.
And am I hearing people talking off mic?
A little bit, yeah. But he's just out of his mind.
What do you think I should do?
I don't know!
Shut the f*** up!
God Newman, they're right here. Get somebody in here with a walkie and shut them the up. Or did we not pay for this place? If we did, shut them the up.
He seems nice. He also had a dust up that they released. This is not even like mad at crew. This is him talking to his co-star, Damon Wayans. Mm-hmm. A stunt went wrong and he got cut on the head. A little cut, but still, you know, it's a little bit of
Damon
got cut on his head.
Yeah.
And they shut down production for a little while to dress the wound and make sure he was okay. In this clip, he calls him a most unflattering word and then says it must be nice being in the business just because.
Is the word bleeped out?
It is. And it's the P word. He indicates that he's a P word. And he says that it must be nice being in show business because you're part of a famous family and no other reason.
You know, I've seen handle hits better than you did yesterday.
Suck my
I mean, that was the biggest you're the biggest crybaby I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, I'm gonna suck this.
I mean, how does it feel to only be in the game because you're?
So he
this
was.
It sounds like he's. I mean, he's so over the top with it. Sounds like he's just busting.
No, it was genuine. He was mad.
Like a really being an
Because they were mad that he had to shut down. They had to stop shooting.
They fired him off that show because he was such an a-hole.
So hard to work with. And this is these tapes only released this way. Only after, leaked this
after
weekend.
After they fired him, and he was that actor has been trying to essentially blame the production. And then these tapes got leaked. They're like,
that's what happens.
This is who you are.
They're going to bring in Sean William Scott from Dude, Where's My Car to replace him, which is probably a good fit anyway.
Probably better.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so there's that. When you get cut and he says, well, you're just.
Well, that's what this is what people, and I actually have this conversation offline with people sometimes about, especially, you know what, in the radio business.
Yeah.
That the days of going crazy and treating people like S and belittling them and making them fear you, those days are over.
Are they?
I mean, come on. You know what I mean. No, those days are over. Those days are over.
You are such an ass pony.
They are. Mike is one-tenth the monster he used to be.
This is true.
This is true. He is.
We've reduced him down to to his pure essence.
But you can't survive out of the room. You know?
And also, I mean, it is so captured now. I guess the first one goes back to the Christian Bale rave out was like the first one.
Yeah.
They caught him.
That guy's not Christian Bale.
But the thing, they caught him because he was wired for sound. He had a body mic on.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If this was radio,
right?
Let's say 10 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Or the current climate of the work environment, that tape would never be leaked, and that person would never have been fired.
No, of course
right?
not. No.
Today, because everybody's being raided on both sides, and you don't want to create a hostile work environment. That tape gets leaked and the person gets fired.
It especially gets leaked when he starts saying that it wasn't his fault that he got fired. Yeah. So they had proof all the way. Now, another pleasant guy that I'm very fond of.
Please don't release my tapes until I'm dead. Thank you. don't release my tapes until I'm dead.
Well, Mike, it's going to be tough to release them. No one has a reel-to-reel anymore.
play this.
Yeah. Kanye West continues to be wonderful. He's so much fun. He has a new album out called Ye, or as he calls it, Ye. It's spelled Y-E. And he says that when he was diagnosed with being bipolar, it wasn't a bad thing. It was, in fact, a superpower.
I'm so blessed and so privileged because think about people that have mental issues that are not Kanye West, that can't go and make that and make it feel like it's all good. Think about somebody that does exactly what I did at TMZ and they just do that at work, right? But then Tuesday morning they come in, they lost their job. And they can't go back and make that. You know, that's why God put that on me at age 40. I never been diagnosed until I was like 39 years old and stuff. But like I said, on the album I said it's not a disability, it's a superpower.
I understand.
I don't know what he said there. I think
I get what he's trying. He's trying to, he throws it in there because he doesn't want to appear weak and say that he felt horrible about his misstep comment on slavery that he made in the offices of TMZ. And then he got owned by another guy that works there. So he slips it in there, but he's so bad at it.
He's really bad at it.
This is a guy that's just constant smoke blowing
up his
ass.
Do you think he really has bipolar?
No.
Nor does
bipolar have anything to do with making a stupid comment.
Right.
If he went into a TMZ and ranted and had a full, like that actor.
Or a meltdown.
Now there's a guy that might have some bipolar issues, but it was very interesting the way Kanye just opens his mouth and not much comes out. Don't get it.
It's funny because the album is called Y-E, and you know, yay. He says it's the most commonly used word in the Bible, but he calls it ye. So I don't know. I find that delightful. Were you a Friday
ye
night?
Ye though I want. Valley of Death.
Ye.
Okay.
Thank ye. Were you at the races in Oklahoma City Friday night, the horse races?
How did you know?
I thought I heard you there because I know your favorite horse actually won the race.
Yep.
Congratulations. Let us close with this scintillating race call. Victory goes to Bofa D's Nuts.
They're off. Good start. Cage Fighter, Bofa D's Nuts. They come away together. Bofa D's Nuts goes for the front. Has it by a long neck. Cage Fighter not going away easily. And DF Dynasty 3 Green right there running third. Outside, bang, bang, you're gone. Making some headway. Final 100 yards for Bofa D's Nuts. Cage Fighter trying to battle back. Bofa D's Nuts. Cage Fighter, Bofa D's Nuts rolling to victory by a head over Cage Fighter.
He won by a head.
By a head.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a good Monday, everybody.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Hey, girl, she's out of there now.
No, she's here.
I'm here.
Yeah. Girl, enjoy. Great to see you.
Yes.
Continued success. We love you. And thanks so much for coming back to visit us and have a fantastic time. Please, and I mean this sincerely, I want you to do this. Say hi to all of our friends at the game that you bump into tonight. Tell them I'm thinking of them, okay?
Will do. I'll see you in Vegas.
Yay!
Yay!
Eddie Cole rocks. Awesome stuff. That's it. We got to get out of here. Thanks for listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. All snail mail for the show can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Town for Gun Safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.